Well, hello, church. My name is Corey Powell, for those of you who don't know me. I'm going to just give a quick update on this past year and the things that the Lord's been doing in my life and where I'll be going from here. This Wednesday, I'm leaving to go to work at Word of Life Florida Youth Camp, along with my sisters Heather and Anna will also be down there. And so this will be my last Sunday here for the foreseeable future. The plan originally was when I got up here, I would know what I was doing in the fall. The Lord saw fit to keep me guessing. So I don't know exactly where I will be in the fall. I'll either be here finishing my biblical studies degree at Piedmont, or I'll be doing that online working down at Word of Life Bible Institute in Florida. I'm not exactly sure where I'll be yet, so you'll have that answer now. What?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, please. Just a little bit of what the Lord's been doing in my life this past year. It's really defined by the words that I used was expanding and equipping. Honestly, when I came into this year, being at the Bible Institute for the past 2 years, I was not looking forward to coming back home. Because I was afraid it would just feel like I was back in high school, because I was homeschooled, so I was home all the time. So I was afraid it would just feel like that again. But the Lord has worked in my life in many tremendous ways and done unexpected things. One of the biggest unexpected things for me was being able to work with the Carmichaels this year. That was definitely a huge thing that the Lord has used in my life to teach me discipline and just to keep going and to keep moving. Probably the biggest thing it taught me was to be able to understand very, very, very deep Southern accents because of some of the guys on this crew. But also this year I've had the opportunity to go to a couple conferences. I went to the Basics Conference, and I went to a Word of Life Conference, and I got to go up to Lafayette, Indiana for a week of counseling training, all of which is huge in my life. I'm pursuing a degree at Piedmont where I got to get involved in the school in several different ways and make a lot of great friends there. Through various trials in my life as well this year, God has taught me really the concept of preaching the gospel to yourself, that through the things that pop up in life, there's going to be all these voices that come at you from different directions, whether from the devil or from the world. And what you have to, in those situations, tell yourself the truth. It's a novel idea. Was for me a couple of years ago, and for some people I guess it might still be, but you can talk to yourself. Did you know that? You can choose what you think about. You know, people used to quote the verse to me, take every thought captive for obedience to Christ, and I was like, how do I do that? And it's like, that doesn't make any sense. How can I can't choose what I'm thinking about, but you can. And that was a huge thing for me that I've been learning and practicing and developing this year. Also, this church has just been a huge blessing to be at. I want to thank all of you just for the sense of community that we have here. I've been, at my 2 years that I was at Word of Life, I visited probably a couple hundred churches just from traveling all over the place. And I really didn't find any other churches that were like this one. And you guys are a great family, and there's a sense of community here of care, like Mr. Ball was saying earlier, just caring for each other and loving one another, very much like we see exampled in Acts 2. And I'm super blessed by being able to be up here in the music ministry, getting to sing with some great people, and getting to see all your smiling faces, especially in the early service. That wasn't sarcasm. And a couple of people that I specifically want to point out that have been huge in my life is Bobby Locklear. He's been He's been very consistent in meeting with me and encouraging me through the scripture and throughout all of high school and continuing into this year. Just been a huge blessing and influence in my life. I'm glad he's here today, even though well, his wife just had a kid, but he didn't. That's why he's here. Also, Mr. Ball, I've been able to have a lot of good conversations with him. He's been just a tremendous blessing in my life through his Wednesday night classes and everything. And Daniel Carmichael, getting to work with him on his dad's crew and being constantly encouraged by him. And also getting to meet with Alex Kupfer and just seeing the Lord work in his life. It's been amazing. So that's what this year's been for me. Just a lot of equipping for just growing and changing in ways that I don't even understand completely yet. But the Lord has done so many things in my life through many of you in this room. And I praise the Lord for you all. So this summer I will be, like I said, at Word of Life Florida Youth Camp. I'm going to be a counseling assistant coordinator. So basically my job, camp is huge for the campers that come. But it's also a very life-changing experience for all the counselors. And my job is going to be helping the counselors to be the best, to do the best to be an instrument in the hands of the Redeemer. To be people that are in need of change helping other people that are in need of change. So helping, equipping them to do the best that they can in that situation. Because counseling 14 kids in a cabin for an entire week is not easy. So that's what I'll be doing this summer. And so since I don't know exactly if I will be back here or not, I this verse came to mind and I was just like, I want to say this. So Philippians 1:27 says, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come to see you or I am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.